Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of a financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. As we transform from the inside out, our thoughts, our feelings, our words, and our actions, so does our world, so does the world. It starts with each of us. We come here each day to join in meditation, to open ourselves up, to be just this, to be divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. This is the way we transform from the inside out. Before I begin today's meditation, I am guided to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 187. Everything is a part of what needs to happen right now. Everything is part of what needs to happen right now. Now, I know you may be saying to yourself, well, not everything. Everything doesn't need to happen. I don't have to experience everything. I remember when I was going through a really, what can be called dark night of the soul. Everything in my world seemed to darken. Everything that once was bright and prosperous seemed to be dark and lost. Everything. I literally was at ground zero. I dreamt with clouds of darkness taking over my life. I found myself in peril in my dreams. I felt myself in peril in my life. My life was nothing like what I ever dreamed life was meant to be. And I remember a girlfriend saying to me, well, you didn't have to experience that. She almost took a Flutie attitude. Here I'm at the depth of my life. Things have all fallen apart, losing every physical thing that I owned, every relationship that seemed important to me. Although not my dog, thank goodness, not my sweet angel, and not my soul. And this friend said to me, you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to experience that. And I remember wondering, who has the right to tell anyone what they're supposed to experience? You see, whether I liked it or not really wasn't the truth. Apparently, I did need to experience all that to be who I am. And so I share to you, whatever you've been through, wherever you are right now, is all part of what you do need. What you do need to happen for you to fully embrace you, to bring out all of you. It's as if, and I love this image, that we are all diamonds. We are all diamonds. And the master jeweler is cutting us, creating the facets, so we may shine not from the outside, so we may shine from the inside out, and our brilliance may be seen and experienced. And so, it's important to remember that even diamonds do not grow in pristine conditions. They have to be almost harvested, taken out. And when they are brought out, they're not what they appear to be later when they seem worth so many thousands of dollars or millions. They start out with dirt and grime all over them. And they're not perfectly shaped. They go through an entire cleansing process and reformation through the facets to bring out their brilliance. And that is what your life has been and is. This is the experience of Life University. So whatever you've been through, no matter what it is, no one has the right to tell you, you didn't need to experience that. No one has the right to judge your life. And most importantly, neither do you. You do not have the right to judge your life. Your life is right. What happened is right. All part of your curriculum in Life University to bring out all of you, so all of you may shine from the inside out. We all come into this life with different aspects of love to master. Some of us seem to be mavens at one thing and not at another. We're all at different, say, steps on the path of perfection in mastering divine love, coming back into our complete wholeness with our true divinity. And so we have this life to live that gives us the opportunity to master the aspects of divine love. It is time for us to master. You do not need to take the lesson. You do not need to excel at the lesson. You are given free will. And yet the opportunity will be here for you to get it. That is your experience. The accumulation of experiences. And sometimes you need to get that lesson again and again and again because you're choosing not to get it. And that is your choice. I'm simply reminding you that everything that you personally have experienced in your life, that your loved ones, neighbors, and friends have experienced in their life, and we can expand that to say everything that even our nation is experiencing, even right now or ever has, or any nation has ever experienced. And the world at large is part of all what needs to happen right now for each of us individually and collectively to unite with the essence of our true being, to bring out the pure, powerful, passionate being within. To unite with the power and presence of divine love. To choose divine love rather than any aspect of fear, always. To choose divine love over anger, upset, greed, guilt, remorse, fear. This is why everything is necessary right now. Everything is a part of what needs to happen right now. When any form of upset happens in your life, and you respond, as I remember responding at that really dark, dark time in my life. Probably never had anything as intensely that dark and fearful for me. Although I've had other experiences since, but not to that degree. Perhaps I'm learning my lesson and taking advantage of the opportunities I've been given. But I remember saying, I don't need this right now. I don't need this right now. How can this be happening to me? Imagining, believing, as I do believe, I had led a good life and been a great person, an honorable, loyal, loving being, and perhaps a And you may know this too. The more we question and wonder, I don't need this, how could this be happening to me? The more we seem to get exactly what we don't want. What we profess we do not need. And I remember going further saying, this can't be happening to me now of all times. This can't be happening to me. And yet, it was happening whether I liked it or not, whether I believed it or not. It was happening at the Master Creator's timing, not my timing, not my friend's timing. It was happening at that point in time because it was time for me to make a huge leap, to take a new path, to let go of ways of being, thinking, people, situations that for whatever reason I was not willing to do. I was willing to suffer and perhaps unknowingly at the time be a martyr, to almost give up myself and my soul in the name of love, confusing what love really is and what unconditional love really is. And I do remember having friends and clients who came and said to me wonderful things, but I wasn't in the space to get it, saying how wonderful I was, what a model I was, as they came and bought possessions to support me. Everything is a part of what needs to happen right now. And yet whatever you're going through could be lost on you if you do not get this message. To let go the anger, the upset, the confusion, the denial, the sadness, the grief, the self-judgment. The entire experience could be lost if you do not allow yourself to accept. Don't cringe when I say this. Everything is happening exactly as it needs to happen right now. For you to lovingly embrace that everything is well, no matter what it looks like. To know is happening and playing out right. And to know you are not a victim. Oh, I had so many friends who wanted me to lash onto, I am a victim. You're not a victim. No one can make you a victim other than you. You are a victim when you choose and say, I'm a victim. Whatever is happening for you to be a victor, for you to be victorious, for you to find the strength inside, to come from your heart, to come from divine love, to be the divine vessel of love who you are, to know how rich you already are, to claim this essence who you are, to claim your birthright as a child of God, and everything that you need, everything you desire, is here for you when you let go of the shackles you found yourself in. Willingly release this, whatever you thought you did not need, that is happening right now. see it through the eyes of love wherever you are in that experience now, past, in the present, or thinking you're coming there now. Everything is a part of what needs to happen right now for you to find your way back to home inside. Home inside. Back to your divine love essence. Back into the figurative arms of love. Knowing all of this happens for you to rediscover who you are. To bring out your inner strength. To bring out this light brilliantly. This is not an option. This was something your soul demanded. You may not like this either. I know I didn't. You see, everything that happens on some level, we are a part of. We, it's as if we put in our order to the Master Baker, Universal Intelligence, and whatever we're experiencing is what we put in. Now, we're not always conscious of what we're saying and doing and feeling, and yet that is what's coming back to us. It is coming back to us for two things. One, in essence, you made the demand for it. And secondly, it's required for your growth. It is required for your growth. It is something that's necessary for you fully to come alive. For you fully to come alive. Now, yes, it's true. Not everyone needs to go through hardship in their life. And it's also true, no matter who you are, no matter what your, in quote, bank account says, we all have hardship. We all have opportunities to grow. You cannot really compare one person's dark night of the soul to someone else's. We all have opportunities that require us to bring out our greatness, require us to turn inside for the answer, require us to know there's something bigger going on than we by ourselves can handle and solve. Everything is a part of what needs to happen right now for you to fully grow, for you to fully activate, for you to fully express the greatness within you now. Dear one, it is time to let go any and all regret. Any and all regret for any part of your life. It was simply part of the process for you to shine now. Yes, shine now. Simply see it as a master jeweler who has cleansed you and seems to carve off those rough edges to bring out your brilliance now. And when you shift to pure love and unity with this truth, the truth within you, you may step truly in to the life that you are meant to live always from the very beginning. A life of true, authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity. You step on that path now when you accept whatever happened was meant to happen. It was something required, almost ordained, and desired by your soul. Maybe not the exact circumstances, but the conditions you, at a soul level, requested. That's what you asked for this again, and perhaps again, to master divine love, so you may fully express your true essence. So when you are willing to let go that dark night of the soul and to fully embrace from divine love who you are and every part of your life, including that time, even though you may not know the way, you've started the true path of mastering divine love, the true path of authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity. You may have moments when you'll forget. This will become your dominant path, and the light inside will shine brilliantly, and your life will transform. Our life will transform. The world will be made better because you fully showed up and accepted what needed to happen, was necessary right then for your greatness. And all is well. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. In and out. In and out. Feeling your chest rise and fall like the waves of the ocean. Back and forth. And when you're ready, you may dip below the waves, coming inside, feeling peace as you notice the color all around you, feeling yourself being drawn to a light, as if there's some amazing shell, star within, calling you forth. And you easily float towards it now. Coming closer and closer, seeing and feeling this light if there's another portal within the space inside. Finding yourself at the center of your being. Basking in this light. Feeling one with this light. Being drawn to this light. Feeling such peace and energy simultaneously. It's as if this light inside is stretching out 360 degrees within you now. This light of pure love. This light of God consciousness. You feel it radiating to your toes, your fingertips, the top of your head, pulsating, pure love essence. Touching every cell and atom of your being. And you feel greater and greater peace. As you are being harmonized recalibrated to God's pure love vibration now. And in this space, dear one, there is a moment in time that desires to be released. A moment where you didn't feel proud of yourself. You wished it never happened. You wished you could do it again. Allow that shadow within you to be revealed now. In this safe place of divine love. In this pure place of healing energy. See that former self through God's eyes now. A child doing her best. A child doing his best. Allow this love light within you to shine on that shadow self now. Allow this light to cleanse that part of you. That part that holds on to fear, regret, and grief. Allow this love, this light within, transform the shadow self into the bright light who you are. To recognize the perfection who you are. To simply know this was a passing phase. To grow into the person who you really are. To know you are strong because of your connection to God inside. To choose divine love now. To trust God first. And as you do, see that shadow rising up, becoming like smoke, drifting away, and being transmuted for the highest and best good of all, now under grace. Inside, allow yourself with God's blazing light of love to cut the cord between you mentally and the shadow self, releasing it forever now. There. It's floating away. Feel the lightness inside. Whatever remnant is there in that cord, see God's love light now. Dissolve it completely. Melt it away in the same intensity that created you. This heat of divine love purifying you completely now. Feel this love, this truth of your being, one with your divine essence, divine love, knowing all is well. I am whole. I am one with truth now. I am one with love now. I am one with peace now. I am one with harmony now. I am one with prosperity now. I am one with God essence now. Feel this light, this love. truly pulsating through your entire being now, lighting you up from the inside out. Knowing you are one with God now. Divine love is your guiding light, your true voice. All is well. It is safe to be you. Now, dear one, it's time to come back to live your everyday life from this true essence. You are one with God essence. You are one with divine love. Divine love is your guiding light, your guiding voice. And so, as we began, we breathe long, deep, gentle breaths, seeing this light inside, knowing this is who you are, as you find yourself in the sea below, feeling the peace. As you feel yourself rising ever so gently back to the surface, becoming conscious of your body temple again, as you sense your head breaking through the waves, feeling the waves of the ocean of the universe as you breathe in and out into your heart, breathing into your head, breathing into your hands as you gently squeeze them now, and into your feet as you gently squeeze them as well. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla, and we invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We are vessels of divine love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Fully embrace yourself and know who you are, brilliance. Unite with your true being. Accept and let go of confusion. You are loved. Om, om, om.
Yes, it is true. You are divine love. God bless. Namaste.